pay to go to banking.
Wouldn't be the first time I heard that.
I'd like to call to order the Policy Committee of the Evansville Metropolitan Planning Organization. In case you see a new face up here, that's really Russell sitting over there. But his name's Buttsy. So he's kind of doing what I used to do for Mayor McDonald. He's his proxy. Okay, first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the previous meeting. Do I hear a motion to such effect?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Old business. Laura, project update.
Okay, we're going to start off with the City of Evansville, Washington Avenue, Weinbach Avenue intersection improvement. All bids from the February 4th wedding were rejected, and the project was posted again for bids on March 18th at the special wedding. The contract for construction was awarded to JBI Construction, Inc. for a low bid of $1,598,895. On to page 2, which is a carryover of the Washington Avenue, 2nd Street, Parrott Street area improvements. A public meeting was held February 22nd to discuss the preliminary design. The early coordination environmental document was received from the consultant on March the 6th. For the State Road 66 Lloyd Expressway pedestrian overpass, utility relocation has begun. The current contract completion date is set for October of this year. Moving on to page 3, which is a carryover of the T-Couple Safe Routes to School project. The contract for construction of this project was awarded to Rivertown Construction, Inc. of Newburgh for a low bid of $289,736.96. Moving on to Vandenberg County, we have the Burkhart Road, Virginia Street intersection improvement. Construction in the area has begun with utility relocations underway. The contract completion date is currently set for October 15th this year. On to the Maryland Street Bridge over Pigeon Creek. Construction is underway there. And for the Heckle Road widening project from Green River Road to Oak Hill Road, a public information meeting has been scheduled for April 22nd between 6 and 8 p.m. at the Bethel United Church of Christ on Oak Hill Road. Moving on to page 4 and the Green River Road project from Kansas Road to Boonville New Harmony Road. The draft categorical exclusion was submitted to NDOT on February 10th for review and approval. Moving on to the town of Newburgh and their Newburgh Rivertown Trail. Appraisals for right-of-way acquisition have been reviewed, and the town is proceeding with contacting the affected property owners with offers. For their sign replacement project, information collected by TransMap, with the exception of the retroreflectivity data, has been forwarded to the consultant to prepare a contract for the sign replacement based on new data, new totals. Skipping now to page 6 for the City of Henderson, we have the Sand Lane Safe Routes to School project. The city has executed the required memorandum of agreement with the Office of Local Government that must be approved before the project can be posted for bids. That's all I have. Are there any questions or?
Do you know the intersection of Lincoln and Weinbach? Were we going to do the same thing that we're doing at Washington and Weinbach, or is that a different configuration?
Lincoln and Weinbach and Washington and Weinbach. I haven't heard anything, unless it's part of.
There would be changes coming
to the road
along with the Weinbach road diet that's under design right now.
Okay, that must be what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any questions? Thanks, Laura.
Mm-hmm.
New business. Carrie, you're doing item A.
Yes. So
The Evansville Metropolitan Planning Organization seeks approval to amend the fiscal year 2015 and fiscal year 2016 Unified Planning Work Program. There's three main objectives to this amendment. The first is to include all of our fiscal year 2016 funding sources. The second is to add in fiscal year 15 FTA projects and their funding sources. And three is to include the fiscal year 2016 planning emphasis areas. So the full amended UPWP was sent electronically to everyone prior to the meeting. So the first table that you see on the memo, those are 2015 amendments. The first one is for FTA Section 5310 funds in the total of $155,965. It's to add vehicles for non-for-profits. In the past, NDOT, they operated the 5310 program, so non-for-profits could contact them, and they would have a certain amount of formula funds that they could award to the non-for-profits. And because we're PMA, just last year or the year before, they changed that, and now we're responsible for allocating these funds and having a call for projects to non-for-profits for transportation vehicles. The second one is the Kentucky FTA Section 5307. That is through HART in Henderson, and we're designing new ride guides for them, and the $5,000 is to cover the cost for printing these HART ride guides. And the third one for fiscal year 15 is it's Indiana FTA Section 5307 funds. These were funds that were actually CMAQ funds in the amount of $98,460. It was transferred to FTA funds so that I believe it's Watts could purchase a vehicle. And the following page, it's 39C at the bottom, that describes the transit vehicle acquisition for Watts. And all of these go through, they're all federal funds, they're formula funds, but they can only be used for our non-for-profits. The next table is the fiscal year 2016 amendments, and I'm not going to go through these individually because these are just our standard formula amounts that we receive usually every year. They're planning dollars so that we can operate. And then the third table, those are the planning emphasis areas, and we will continue to follow the fiscal year 2015 planning emphasis areas as well. The first one's the MAP 21 implementation. It's a transition to performance-based planning and programming. The second is regional models of cooperation. It's to promote cooperation between transit agencies, the MPO, and the state boundaries. And we do have, we did just form a new memorandum of agreement between all of our states and our transit agencies and our MPO. The last one is the ladders of opportunity, and it's for access to essential services such as employment, healthcare, schools, and recreation for everyone. So the next page, this is the only new page that is being added to the current UPWP, and that's the transit vehicle acquisition that I spoke about Watts, and it was CMAQ funds that went through a call for projects, and then it was transferred to FTA 5307 funds. The next page, it says page 40 on the bottom. These are the fiscal year 15 total costs. All the reds are the ones that have changed. So those are those three projects or three amendments that I was talking about with fiscal year 15. The next page, page 41, all of these numbers have changed. So they're still all in black, except for the two purple ones. There's purchase orders already obligated for those, so that will be our total 2016 funding sources. The next page, page 46, These are all the funds that we receive in fiscal year 15 and fiscal year 16, and it's all broken down by section, so or by source. So we have Indiana Planning, Indiana HSIP, Indiana STP, CMAC, SPR, FTA funds, and all these, most of them are formula funds that we receive every year. The ones in purple, those have already been obligated, so we have purchase orders for those because they were multi-year projects. On page 50, the only things that have changed was the $5,000 to print those ride guides for HART, and then on 502.4, the Coordinated Public Transit Human Services, that's $155,000. These are paid directly to a consultant or to a purchaser for those vehicles. So it doesn't actually affect our operating budget. The next page, page 51, this is 2016 funds, and those should all be a total amount. And as before, as you saw on the other page, I've been breaking out special projects so you can see what our operating costs are as opposed to our consulting project costs. And those are all the pages I have. Does anyone have any questions on this?
Hey, Terry.
Yes.
First page, fiscal year 2016, line one is Kentucky PL.
Mm-hmm.
I think that local is 10,800 instead of 31.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is, yeah. Thank you.
Any other questions? Do we need to approve this?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Craig, it looks like you're next.
First, we have some TIP amendments to the current TIP, which covers fiscal 13 through 16. The first was requested by METS, and it is a Section 5310 and Section 5307 funded project to purchase two paratransit vehicles. The total project cost on that is $220,000, and between the two 5307 and 5310s, they'll be covering 80% of that cost and a 20% local match on that. And the second was from NDOT, DES number 1400191, which is bridge rehab and repair on US 41 and State Road 68. It does include some additional DES numbers you see there. They're adding that project for preliminary engineering in fiscal 16. Total cost $379,440, also an 80-20 federal funding and a 20% state match.
Questions? Entertain a motion for approval.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. C, draft.
Yep. And in addition to the existing TIP that we have that covers projects over fiscal 13 and through 16, we have been working diligently over the last few months on the new TIP, which covers fiscal 16 through 19 with our local partners. That document is currently out for public comment from the 26th of March through the 25th of April. We do have some upcoming public meetings that I have a flyer here for, and let me...
Thank you.
There are a few copies, the hard copies of that, that are going around right now if you want to take a look at it, as well as the PDF for the whole document was in your packet, and it's available on our website right now. But it documents all of the projects that are going to be moving forward over the next four fiscal years. Again, we have some open houses, one coming up next Tuesday for Henderson, 4:30 to 6 p.m. April 7th at the Henderson County Public Library, and then the following week also on Tuesday, April 14th, 4:30 to 6 p.m. at the Central Library Browning Room A, for our Evansville side of the river, where people can come down, take a look at the document, talk to the staff, ask questions, whichever they choose to do there. So we would encourage people to attend that. Let's see, you saw the draft project list at your last month's meeting. There have been very few changes since then. We did add some right-of-way projects to the Weinbach Road Diamond that we were just speaking about earlier to the program, as well as remove some US 60 projects for KYTC that, as we spoke to them, needed to come out. The Court and Bypass reconstruction from the bypass down to Waverly, and an additional US 60 reconstruction project. We made some visual changes you'll see in the tip. The project tables are now oriented through, organized by the LPA or the project sponsor, no longer kind of by funding category as they were in some of the prior versions of the tip. And we did revise the dollar figures as you see when you look at the project tables. We have summarized those down to reflect dollars in thousands of dollars. So when you see 250, that's $250,000 when you look at the project tables. And each of you also have, kind of when you get to the essentials of the document, really it is the project tables in Chapter 6, and there are copies of that in front of each of you if you wish to take a look at those. With that, I'll kind of open it up to questions if you have any.
Any questions? Just hold on this with information, okay?
Yeah, that is information, and we will be back, and there's a lot in there. We'll be back next month at the meeting for final adoption if everything moves according to plan.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
Other business, rezonings. Laura, looks like you've got that one.
Yep, we have one rezoning, and this was for the town of Newburgh at Old State Road 662 in Elder Bush, and it was for a neighborhood Walmart. And I'm going to kind of glaze over this because this is 2 months old now, and I think it's moved significantly along. But basically, the neighborhood Walmart store, they were requesting a right-in, right-out access closer to Elder Bush, and our access manual requires it to be at least 230 foot from the curb return to curb return from Elder Bush. And I think that the whole site has actually been shifted to the east now. Is that correct?
A little bit, yes.
Okay. So that may be been taken care of. We requested a traffic operational analysis, and they have submitted at least one traffic impact study.
And I believe they've submitted a second one, although it wasn't very much different than the first.
Okay. We requested that internal and external sidewalks be provided to accommodate pedestrians. And I think I did see at least some internal sidewalks that connect with the proposed Greenway Trail.
Mm-hmm.
We've also asked for accommodations for the Greenway Trail if it crosses the property, and I think it's going to.
And that's been a huge discussion, is how it's going to interact with the trail.
Okay. So basically that is the rezoning. I think it started out being 29 acres, and that's been reduced
to 10.
So
a lot of changes. We have another plan commission meeting this Monday night, and then whatever happens from plan, it'll go to town council. So
okay.
Still a long ways to go. But thank you so much for all of your help on this. Laura's been available each and every time we've called on a moment's notice, and we just always appreciate the MPO's help.
My pleasure. So that's it for the rezoning.
Any questions? Subdivision?
Okay, this subdivision is the Hills. It's in Vandenberg County. It's on the south side of Moore Road, and Moore Road connects St. Joe Avenue and Darmstadt Road. Okay. There are some existing lots there, plus probably two-thirds, again, proposed number of lots. So that brings the total greater than 150 lots, and that's why a traffic impact study was recommended. This should be used to determine auxiliary lanes if warranted at the entrance, and also look at the impacts
and necessary improvements at Moore Road and Darmstadt Road and Moore Road and St. Joe Avenue. Those are, he's got the sharp curve at Moore and Darmstadt, and then there's quite a few accidents at St. Joe and Moore. So the access management manual also recommends that a subdivision with 50 or more dwellings have at least two access points. And at one point when they did the first set of lots, which was several years ago, they were proposing a second access through, I don't know if it was a private drive to Lobster. And obviously that's fallen by the wayside. So they will only have one access to Moore Road for those lots. Also, our millennial plan, which we call the sustainability plan, supports the installation of active transportation facilities and encourages alternatives to driving. Therefore, we don't believe sidewalks should be waived. So.
It's just north or south of Moore Road?
South side. Did I say north?
No.
South side of Moore Road. The drawing, you know where the train tunnel is?
Right.
Okay. It's just to the east of the train tunnel. You can see the wide, dark swath that looks like a road. That's actually the train tunnel. That's the railroad, and the train tunnel would go underneath that. So it's just east of that.
How many lots is that?
Well, it's over 150.
And only one access.
And the access on Moore Road?
Yes. That's where the current lots exit on, and they will use the same exit.
So how many lots altogether are using that exit?
It's more than 150. There's, I don't have my numbers here, but there was over 100 on the proposed subdivision, and probably maybe 30 or 40 in the existing.
Any other questions? Thanks, Laura. I would entertain a motion for approval of bills.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. You also have before you our State Board of Accounts audit. We met with them last week. For the exit interview, and they had gave us a clean audit. So we thank Carrie for keeping us out of trouble once again. And they really were very complimentary, I thought, about our record keeping and the staff interaction with the staff. So, any questions? Any public comment? Seeing none, I'll say we're adjourned.